All right, welcome back to another episode of the Coach's Corner podcast. We're joined here by head women's soccer coach Betty Ann Kemp Townsend. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
So starting off, let's talk about how preseason's gone. We had our full week of doubles, and now we're just over a week away from the first game of the year.
Yeah, as every preseason, you learn a lot about your players, looking at what some of our veteran players can do and some of the newcomers can do. And now it's just about trying to mix them all together and find, a great flow out on the field.
You had two scrimmages this year again. You saw Jefferson yesterday and you saw Penn State on Sunday. Talk about those games.
Yeah, Penn State obviously is an incredible experience for our girls to be involved in. I mean, they were ranked third in the country in Division I the day we played them. I thought we played a lot smarter this year than we did last year. We kept them to a lot fewer shots and opportunities to get to goal. I thought our kids did a great job of keeping the game in front of them and learned a lot about how some kids can take direction, which is great. The Jefferson game was an opportunity for us to see everyone play and to see what some of our newcomers can do under pressure. So I would say, it kind of helped me in terms of, what players will work with each other.
Mm-hmm. So you got a real good look at your newcomers yesterday. Talk about that group. Certainly big. I think it's 12 or 13.
Yeah, it's a big group. I would have to say that one of our key recruits coming in is a freshman out of Hatboro Horsham, and that's Sarah Rosing. She started and played in the Penn State game in the back, has a lot of leadership skills, is good in the air, good 1v1 defending, can cover ground really well. So I look for her leadership really early on as a freshman. And she, even with minimal experience at this level, has already shown us that she can fill that role. There's a freshman midfielder, I think, who is going to see some time in Kiki Barber. She's going to be a real nice addition to our midfield. Very creative player and likes to get into the attack. I think that there are several other players that have shown a lot of promise in terms of what they can give us on the field. So I'm really anxious to move forward with them and see how they develop.
So last year you won your second consecutive PSAC tournament title. You played for the Atlantic Regional title once again, and you return the majority of that group. Can you talk about your returning core?
Yeah, the returning core is back. We've got Kate Hoy in the midfield who shows that every day she comes to compete, whether it's in training or in a game. She comes to compete all the time. Faith Matter, who was the player of the year last year, we're looking for her to continue and to continue to develop at that position. And, she can serve her ability in terms of attracting three or four players towards her, which gives her the ability to play the balls off to players that might be open. So that's huge. Carly Slavin in the back, who was a tremendous asset to our back four. You got Jax on the left, Jax on the right, and Liv Conroy on the left, who were solid in the back, along with our goalkeeper, Grace Keane, who had a tremendous season, who really has matured as a person, as a player. I think already is playing really good soccer and with more confidence. And then also Jenna Fox is back and Jordan Dupes is back after having ACL tears. And those two are going to be really effective on the field. Vic Pongello, I think, adds a lot to our program. She's always fit and ready to play. So we've got a good core of players back for sure. Yeah.
So that's kind of leading to my next question. Let's go line by line a little bit. You talked about the development you've seen out of Grace. Talk about your back line. So last year it was a different group.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had those injuries to Fox and Dupes. You have them back.
Right.
You also returned Graham, you returned to Conroy, you returned to Corliss. Talk about that unit.
Yeah, those girls, have experience now. So they know what the competition is. So I think they feel comfortable with each other playing. Lauren Corliss, I think, has the ability to play in the back, in the midfield, and up front.
Right.
I think she's a very versatile player, and I think we can use her leadership in a lot of different roles, as well as AC Cutter up top. I think the same thing. I mean, she provides a spark at times. You know, her speed is very... you know, dangerous in terms of when she gets in and around the attacking third of the field. So I think those are players that, you know, we have to consider.
So you talked about Vic Pangel a little bit. Talk a little more about your midfield. You know, you do have to replace the departure of Julia Raybould.
Right.
But outside of that, it's a pretty familiar group.
Yeah, Julia graduated, but like I said, we've got Kate, we got Jenna Fox back, we've got Vic Pangello. We can utilize Jenna Fox in the midfield. We have Brielle, transfer from St. Rose, who also adds some depth to that midfield. She's big, she's strong, she's quick. So that really helps our midfielders as well.
And then up top, you've touched on it a little bit already, but just that's been a very strong group for the last couple of years, and it's the same crew that it has been.
Yes, it's a good group. You know, we're excited to have them back, as well as, you know, some of the sophomore class will be effective. I think they learned a lot this past season in some of the spring games that we played in, and I've seen some promise in them at training and even on our scrimmages.
Talk about your captains. You know, you've touched on a little bit already, so Kate Aloy, AC, and Corliss.
Yeah, AC, Lauren Corliss, and Kate are three captains. You know, they're leaders in terms of, you know, they've been in the program for several years. They've been on the field in terms of our competition. I think Kate is definitely a leader by example, works really hard, and just relentless in every situation. Lauren Corliss, very flexible player. Like I said, we can use her in multiple positions. I think that she's got the ability to serve balls into the box that can be dangerous, and she can score goals, you know, from long range to short range. And AC as well, you know, adds that punch up top with her speed. And I think sometimes she's just available there to take in what other players miss.
Sure.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned already, but Brielle, you know, St. Rose transfer, coming in from a really high caliber program in St. Rose, who we saw down here last December in the East Region Final.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that addition.
Yeah, Brielle came in and transferred in January, so we were able to have her in the spring and get her into our team culture, and she's done really well with that transition. She's got great size, she's great in the air, great on corner kicks, and just gives us a different dimension in the midfield with her presence, you know. She's got good, you know, good speed, I think, and very rarely do players beat her on the ball, so it's a great addition to our midfield.
So I talked to Coach Ben earlier this morning about the men's soccer schedule. They have, you know, four or five non-conference games before they jump into league play. You have Holy Family on Thursday night, and then you jump right into conference play the next week. You know, talk about kind of that challenge.
Yeah, that's always been a challenge for us. And I think, you know, that's why we try and schedule some really competitive scrimmages. But, you know, it is what it is. There are so many teams in the PSAC that have women's soccer, so we're forced to get right into conference play. Holy Family will be a great experience for us. There are usually always athletic, strong, physical, and scrappy. So they will be a good fight and a good test for us, as well as, you know, just getting us ready. I mean, that's why it's so important for the players to continue to develop during the summertime, you know, so that we're ready to play. Yeah.
So some early respect in the polls, you know, ranked 11th in Division II, picked the top of the PSAC East once again. You know, talk about that, what that means, if anything.
Yeah, I don't really talk about it at practice. I don't talk to the girls about it. I know there's some of the goals that we like to accomplish, but you can't accomplish those goals unless you do all the little things, and that leads up to that. And I think we like to focus on little things that will bring us, hopefully, to the end result that we want. So we take game by game and just take it from there.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Great. All right.